Maine adults age 21 and older will soon be able to possess and grow recreational marijuana. But Governor Paula Page and some in the legislature are calling for a moratorium that could delay implementation of the citizen-initiated law and further push back the retail sale, licensing, and testing of cannabis. All this means the future of the law is now in the hands of people with very divergent visions of what legalization should look like. Steve Missler has more.
By the end of the month, Mainers 21 and older will be able to possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana, grow up to 6 mature plants, and cultivate an unlimited number of seedlings. They won't be able to buy or sell marijuana. Not yet. That's because the law gives the state 9 months to create the regulatory structure to license, sell, test, and tax it. Supporters of Question 1 believe that the timeline is adequate and that policymakers should not delay the process. They also agree that lawmakers should move quickly to make it clear that minors cannot possess cannabis, a loophole flagged by Attorney General Janet Mills last fall. But the governor and some lawmakers say the state also needs more time, more money, and potentially more laws before legal pot is ready for prime time. LePage told Bangor radio station WVOM today that lawmakers should pass a moratorium.
I think it would be appropriate. I don't think that they realize what they've done.
LePage says he needs $5 million to create the regulatory structure, and he says lawmakers should create rules to deal with impaired drivers. Republican Senate President Michael Thibodeau agrees. He supports a one-year moratorium. Addressing the topic on the Maine public call-in show Maine Calling today, Thibodeau said there are other issues drafters of the legislation may not have considered. For example, people in the hospitality industry have asked him about marijuana use in hotel rooms that allow smoking.
You rent a room and you happen to be a smoker, well, does that mean you should walk into a room that smells like Cheech and Chong, hung out there over the weekend? I mean, I think not. I don't think that that's good for tourism in our state.
Democratic House Speaker Sarah Gideon agrees that the new law creates a slew of what she described as ancillary issues. But she says lawmakers should address those problems as they arise. Gideon says she doesn't support an immediate moratorium because the law gives the state 9 months to create the regulatory apparatus.
Until the regulation and licensing is set up, that is an automatic moratorium on the sale, in fact, and that gives us the space to do what we need to do.
Changes, fixes, and overhauls of marijuana laws are not uncommon in the handful of states that have legalized marijuana prior to the November election. In Colorado, for instance, lawmakers passed over 80 bills after the state began overseeing the recreational sale and taxing of pot 2 years ago. But here, proponents of legal marijuana are concerned that trying to anticipate and address all the issues with legal pot now will only delay and possibly deny the will of voters. David Boyer, who helped lead the pro-legalization campaign, acknowledged that calls for a moratorium were probably emboldened by the recent and surprising move by Massachusetts legislators to push back retail marijuana until July of 2018. But Boyer says a delay here would be a mistake, potentially creating a prolonged period between legal possession and cultivation without a system to oversee the legal sale, testing, and taxing.
Let's give our best effort to making this deadline. And in 7-8 months, if we don't make it and the state needs more time, then let's cross that bridge when we get to it.
It took Colorado just over a year to develop its regulatory apparatus after voters there approved legal pot. That could be the timetable for Maine, too. Already, there's discussion that the agency currently tasked with overseeing the retail sale and testing of pot, the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry, may not be the best fit to do so. And resolving some issues, such as impaired driving, could take a while. Last year, lawmakers attempted to craft a law that set a limit on the amount of the psychoactive component in marijuana, THC, that's in a driver's bloodstream to determine impairment. The proposal failed. As it turns out, different people have different tolerance levels to marijuana. And at the State House, lawmakers have different views of legal marijuana. Those differences will soon be debated. Attorney General Janet Mills has already proposed a cannabis commission to oversee legal issues with the end of pot prohibition. Meanwhile, House Speaker Sarah Gideon and Senate President Michael Thibodeau are contemplating a stakeholder group to oversee implementation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.